Welcome to Siendo Primero, Being First. I'm Sahei Bárcenas.
And I'm Melanie Ruiz López. We're so happy to be back with you. If this is your first time listening, Siendo Primero is all about that, being the first in our families to break barriers.
And also to share the voices of our community here at Arizona Western College. Honestly, I was thinking about how much has happened since we started this journey together. It's crazy to see that we are already on our fifth episode of the season.
It really is. And what I love the most is that our listeners are right here with us. Whether you just found us today or you've been here since day one, we're so happy to have you in this space.
We've been hearing a lot about how people in our community are creating their own paths. That's why today is all about the dream of being an entrepreneur. Entrepreneur, or more easy for me to say in Spanish, ser emprendedor, iniciar un negocio local, starting a local business.
This topic hits home for so many of us. We see students balancing a backpack and a business at the same time. It takes a lot of courage to put your ideas out there and say, this is mine.
It is, especially when you're a first-generation student, because you're not just building a business. You're building a legacy for your family, for you. Y por eso, como siempre, nos gusta decir que in this show, we'll be speaking in English.
Y también en español. Because this is how we live and how we grow. Queremos que estas historias de éxito se entiendan en todas partes. Porque el espíritu de salir adelante no necesita traducción.
And first, we have an interview with Estela Durón, a student who is making a name for herself with her food business on campus.
Then, we went out to talk to other students. We didn't ask the usual questions. We wanted to hear the most creative and maybe a little bit weird business ideas.
And speaking of creativity, we also have a special feature with Professor Brad Pease, who is taking his personal talent as an artist and preparing to turn it into something new.
And to close the show, we have a very inspiring conversation that started at the Professional Growth Day at AWC on March 19. We'll hear Raquel and Marisa Galindo, a mother and a daughter who are growing their brand all the way here in Yuma.
Y con esto, damos inicio a Siendo Primero.
Being first. I'm Melanie Ruiz López, and I'm here with
Estela Durón, and I'm in culinary major.
How do you find your first customer?
I came here to AWC campus and asked people. My first customer was someone from the library. I didn't catch her name, but she was working at the library.
¿Cómo balanceas la escuela y tu negocio? ¿Es difícil?
Un poco, porque cocinando me tomé como 2 días en preparar y tengo tarea cada semana, pero ahorita está leve el trabajo, so puedo manejar todo. Ya cuando tenga mis generals, ahí a ver si puedo.
¿Por qué decidiste empezar un negocio? ¿Cuál fue tu razón?
A mí desde pequeña siempre me gustó cocinar, pero nunca pude porque mi papá y mi mamá no me dejaban. De verdad, no querían que empezara a vender. Decían ellos, no, 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 y yo me lo aventé y lo hice. Y pues ahora que ven que sí traigo un poco más de dinero, dices, ok, hazlo. So empecé a vender, empecé a hacer, y ahora tengo las clases que me ayudan a calcular el precio. Aquí en AWC aprendo y vendo. Y ahorita mi mamá me ayuda como a limpiar porque los trastes se llenan de más.
¿Qué crees que sea lo más difícil de vender?
El tiempo que dura, porque cuando empiezas un plato, lo debes de acabar. Y aparte de eso, si no tienes otro plato, es que comprar más y comprar más y comprar más. So, si no tienes todo, vas a tener que lavar y lavar y lavar. Porque en eso te quita mucho tiempo en el proceso. You have to chill something or you gotta do it immediately. Es como navegar la cocina, es lo batalloso, porque a veces todavía no hago perfecto muchas recetas, pero a veces me salen muy bien, repito lo mismo y no me sale.
Wow, that's really hard. That's the hardest part, but what do you think is the easiest part of your business?
Putting stickers. Because I have to, for the food cottage license, I have to put my registry number, my name, what the product is, what a product contains. So I gotta do 4 little separate stickers for 20, 40 bags or containers if I'm baking either cakes, cupcakes, cookies, or brownies. I like every single thing. I don't think there's an easy part. I guess there's the fun of it.
And what is your biggest dream for the future?
I want to own a bakery, but at the same time, it's pretty high risk. Food cost is the biggest cost in food industry. I want to bake, and if I can't land a bakery, then I'll just be a pastry chef.
Entonces, ¿crees que lo que estás haciendo ahorita va para algo más grande o crees que solo es temporal?
Como es mi carrera, quiero que sea algo grande.
¿Y qué te gustaría hacer con tu negocio?
Expandirme más de AWC porque ahorita como vengo aquí, lo vendo aquí. Es un poco difícil encontrar customers. Aparte de agarrar más dinero y abrir algo, pues no sé cómo agrandar.
Pero, ¿cómo empezaste? Porque creo que diste muestras, ¿verdad?
El primer día que entré a baking class, 3 semanas adentro, aprendí a hacer las galletas y me empecé a vender. Pero esa muchacha me la topé. Yo nomás tenía como 6 pastelitos a vender. Y yo le pregunté, oye, ¿quieres comprarme algo? Y ella me dijo, sí. Y le enseñé. Y luego me compró todo. Y yo dije, oh, me dio un poquito de miedo. Que cómo, ¿por qué me compras todo? Y luego yo a mi novio también le di una bolsa para que venda. Me lo topé y me dijo, ah, lo siento, no pude vender tanto. ¿Y sabes lo que hace? Ella me los compra. Todavía fue mi cliente muy generosa, que ya estoy medio amigas con ella y ella también tiene su negocio y yo le estoy ayudando también. Pero esa fue como, wow. Sí, es una locura. Hasta yo todavía estoy como, hey, ¿por qué? Y ella me dice, me caíste muy bien. Y yo, oh, ok.
¿Y tienes algún consejo para otros estudiantes que quieran empezar un negocio y estudiar al mismo tiempo?
Depende si el negocio es con tu estudio. You could maybe juggle a little bit more easier. But if it's separate from it, you're going to have to set a lot of time apart, especially for handcrafts or anything that you actually have to sit there and put meticulous time in. Because class, you got to study for like 4 hours, 8 hours, depending on the class. Your job is going to take you. My brother tells me, if you want to start a job, you know people work like 40 hours and they get paid. You're going to be working for free. For the first few months, you're going to wait until you get money back. And even then, you're still going to be burnt out. Maybe plan a little bit before starting anything. And then when you feel you have a good amount of resources in your free time, instead of actually opening the business, like a florist, a bouquet, make the flowers. For baking, it's practice your recipes a little bit. Know temperatures, the grams you put, and then sell them.
Thank you so much. From Siendo Primero, I'm Melanie Ruiz López.
I love how honest Estela is about the reality of having a business. It's not just about baking delicious desserts. It is about the mountain of dishes waiting for you in the kitchen. Who cannot relate?
Totally. And did you hear her story about her first customer? She just walked up to someone in the library and the girl bought everything. This is what I call a boss move.
It really is. It takes a lot of courage to just go out there and ask. Especially when your parents were a bit worried about the idea at first. But look at her now. She's using what she learns in her classes to grow.
It's the perfect example of how school and passion can work together. She's not just dreaming about a future bakery. She's building the foundation for it right now, one sticker at a time.
And speaking of building ideas, Estela is very professional with her brownies and cakes, but it made us wonder about the other side of imagination.
Oh, I see where you're going. We wanted to know what happened if students let their imagination run wild without thinking about professional products.
I can say that we hit the campus with a very specific challenge.
Yeah, some of the answers led us thinking. Will anyone actually buy that? Let's listen to this flash interview. Hello, I'm Melanie from Tienda Primero, and I'm here with...
Gabriel Garcia, and my major is social work.
Hi, I'm Jose. I'm an AWC alumni.
I have a question for all of you. If you can be an entrepreneur, what is the weirdest thing that you would sell at school?
I would make really cute stuff, but I think I would sell like ties that are like designed and, you know, put really cute stuff and like probably put jewelry on it, like little chains and stuff. Yes.
Probably, I don't know if the right word is taxidermy insects. So just like having insects in framed insects or other type of weird creatures like spiders and, I don't know, something to creep people out.
Thank you so much for your responses. From Siendo Primero, I'm Melanie Ruiz López. It's funny because listening to those stories make me think, we were kind of like that too when we were younger, right?
Totally. I mean, I used to sell imaginary friends at 8 years old. I can say that. In English, it was something like adopt a doodle. And my classmates actually paid me for a drawing and a sticky note.
That's amazing. I was more into the slime business. I would make different colors and textures, and I always had money in my pocket because everyone at school wanted some.
See? We were born for this.
It's true. And there is so much more to share about this world of entrepreneurs and local businesses.
Don't go away. We'll be right back with more of Siendo Primero.
Being first.
From KAWC, this is a brand new season of Siendo Primero, Being First. I'm Sahei Bárcenas.
And I'm Melanie Ruiz López. This is a space where your story is the main character.
We'll be talking about student life. En inglés y en español, porque nos representan ambos idiomas.
You can hear us at kawc.org under the show tab.
A new season with the same goal.
To give students a voice.
Siendo Primero is a project of the KAWC Student Newsroom, which is funded by the Local News Initiative at the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona, the Scripps Howard Fund, and by generous local support. Thank you for encouraging the next generation of public media. Learn more about the project, hear more stories, and support this effort at kawc.org.
Welcome back to Siendo Primero, Being First. I'm Sahei Bárcenas.
And I'm Melanie Ruiz López. If you're just joining us, today we're talking about entrepreneurs and local businesses.
For many of us, especially in the first-gen community, a business is more than just selling a product. It's about independence, finding a way to support our families and our education while doing something we like.
When we support a local business, we're supporting someone's dream, their hard work, and the growth on our own community here in Yuma.
También es otra perspectiva de cómo tomar control sobre tu futuro. Es por eso que queremos dedicar un episodio completo a este tema. We also wanted to dedicate this episode for the people who are taking that leap, regardless of their age or background.
It's so inspiring to see the transition from having an idea to actually making a reality.
And speaking of transitions, that led us perfectly to our next feature. I had the chance to talk with Professor Brad Pease, someone who is taking his personal talent as an artist and preparing it to turn it into something new.
I'm really curious to hear more. Let's listen.
Have you ever had a creative idea, but felt that maybe it wasn't the right time to start? Many of us wonder, what makes someone finally take that step to become an entrepreneur? For some, a local business begins as a dream of freedom, a way of building something that is truly their own. It is a brave choice to take a risk and turn a personal passion into a real-world project. I'm Sahei Bárcenas from Siendo Primero, and today we'll explore why the spark of creation is for everyone at any stage of life. In our community, we are lucky to have mentors who lead by example. To understand this journey better, we'll hear from a professor who has spent years of guiding others, but is now looking toward a new creative goal. On this occasion, we have the perspective of
Professor Brad Pease. I teach digital photography, computer graphics, 2D design, and other courses like that.
For a long time, he shared his knowledge with others. Now, he's taking those same lessons and preparing to apply them on his own creative vision. He is showing us that our talents can always grow when we decide to take that first step toward a new goal.
So when I retire in a couple of years, I will be operating a small business doing t-shirts, clothing, definitely things that I like. And I'm very entertained by the T-Rexes. And the idea behind the first series of shirts is going to be 19 things a T-Rex cannot do. So it's absurdist, it's silly, but I like it. It's funny because I'm going to be going through the same process that I'm asking my students to go through to do sketches, to come up with ideas on paper, and then grow that into like a final drawing ready to go for T-shirts.
This is the same energy we see in every corner of our community. Whether it is a student or a family opening a shop, the reason is the same: the courage to build a future with your own hands. It is about taking what you love and making it real for everyone to see.
I definitely will miss being in the classroom, and my identity is here at the college. So I've been here long enough to have family here. I don't want to say that retiring, I need something to do, because I don't, but I will have the time to commit to making this work. I'll feel pretty good about that because I'm already preparing right now. I've got the LLC. I know the direction this is going in, and I'm at the point of starting drawings. So when I do retire in a couple of years, I will have everything ready to go. I'm going to be going to a lot of the festivals and marketing those locally. People will see the stuff that I'm selling, so I think it'll market itself. Even now, I've made a few t-shirts, and I love seeing people wearing it. Or my friends have shown me pictures in Mexico City where my stickers have been seen in different places. I like seeing that.
Before he starts this new chapter, he leaves us with a message. These are the words of wisdom for anyone who is still thinking about starting their own path.
Be focused on what you're doing. It's easy to get distracted. Definitely talk to other people, ask for help, or ask how did you do that, and get some advice from people that are in business. Anybody has to have a passion to be successful, or at least to challenge yourself with something like that. For myself, I want to be successful, but if it's not working out, I don't want to feel bad. So I'm running my own ship here. If I decide this isn't going well, I'll shift directions and try another approach and continue. I think that'd be a real good start.
Success is not about a date on the calendar, but about the heart you put in your work every single day. This is a lesson for all of us: to never stop creating, to stay curious, and to always believe in our own ideas. From Siendo Primero, I'm Sahei Bárcenas.
It's amazing to see how even a professor feels that spark of starting something from scratch. It's all about the mindset.
I agree. And you know, having him as a professor in my major, computer graphics, it's even more special. It's one thing to see him in the classroom, but hearing about his personal dreams makes him so much more human. It reminds me that our professors are also dreamers, just like us.
That's so true. And our last interview is related to those dreams and connections. We met these two amazing women back on March 19 during the Professional Growth Day here at AWC.
Usually, that event is all about professionals giving advice to students. We had the great luck of connecting with a mother and a daughter who are building something beautiful together.
We're talking about Raquel and Marisa Galindo. They are the perfect example of how family and business can grow side by side. We talked about their challenges, their bond, and how they support each other during this journey.
This was a very emotional and inspiring conversation. Let's hear it! Hello, my name is Sahei Bárcenas.
And I'm Melanie Ruiz López.
From Siendo Primero. And we are here with
Marisa Galindo
and Raquel Galindo.
I am studying here at NAU Yuma. I am studying business administration, and I've also been graduating of AWC.
And I have a business that is called Revival Fix, and I'm a housewife, mother, and a little bit of everything.
What do you think about students with local businesses working in freelance or entrepreneurs? Like, what's your idea?
I think they should take advantage about social media, everything, because doing networking and starting on your Instagram, like I did in my case, is like a start, you know?
If starting a business is your passion, why not start it early on and explore if that's something that you want to experiment with? Have fun with it.
Can we know a little bit about how do you start it?
Well, my story is kind of long, but I'm gonna kind of do it like a little short. I started when I was 19 years old. I immigrated to San Diego because I met my husband. Then we started a family. My daughter born over there in San Diego. And honestly, it was kind of hard. It was hard. No kind. It was hard. He started like a new opportunity to move to Yuma. And that's where everything started here in Yuma.
Okay, so I'm the daughter. I've always had a passion for business. I was always selling anything that I could. I wanted extra money. And my parents taught me to work hard, como los mexicanos dicen.
si quieres algo, vas a trabajar. Entonces yo vendía pulseritas, little bracelets, whatever I could find, I was selling. My old clothes, I would go to Mexico during the summers, and I would sell my old clothes outside of my grandma's house. I'd be like, ah, barato, barato. I'd be yelling. And then now that I'm here in the United States, I started my own business with my mom. And we started on Instagram. So that's probably the easiest way to start a business, to get your name out. Now everything is social media. One day we were just walking downtown. So we were passing by Cafecito. We saw this building leasing. It was Main Street downtown. So great location. My eyes glued. Like, I was like, oh my God. I was like, Ama, let's do it. And my mom was like, you're kind of crazy. ¿De qué hablas? I called my dad right there. I was a little nervous in the beginning. He called the number, told me how much it was renting and everything. And then from there, I called it and we went, did an interview with the lady and we're like, let's do it. Let's do it. Yeah.
Yeah. My perspective was different. honestly, as a mother, no quieres apagar los sueños de tus hijos, ¿no? Entonces, es como que, okay, ¿cuánto vamos a pagar de renta? ¿Iremos a poder? ¿No iremos a poder? Pero mi mamá a mí me enseñó que nunca debes de tener miedo. El miedo es lo que te impulsas. Todos lo sentimos, pero de ahí haces el cambio. Como dice ella, hands on, like, órale, vamos. Entonces, platicamos como familia. Lo bueno es que ya habíamos construido una clientela. Como que se va corriendo la voz, ¿no? Es un pueblo chico y humano. Y mira, aquí estamos. Ya tenemos 3 años ahí en ese negocio. Y estamos muy contentos. Ajá.
¿Y cuál creen que fue la clave para poder crecer tanto?
I have OCD, so I have recurring thoughts, but you just kind of have to ignore those thoughts and just say, my goal is there and I'm going to get there. And you just have to believe in yourself. That's what I would say.
Sí, y te tiene que gustar. Te tiene que gustar lo que estás haciendo. Esa chispa, ¿no? Que sientes tú muchas veces en el corazón o el estómago, maripositas. Es lo que te va a hacer levantarte. Yo y mi hija somos polos opuestos. Mm-hmm. O sea, yo soy muy relajada. Yo tengo ADHD. De la misma manera como relajada, soy muy creativa. La parte de mi hija es muy organizada. Y pues, sí, que somos mexicanos también. Tenemos muy bonito carácter, ¿ah? ¿Por qué no me voy a elogiar, ¿ah? Buen customer service. Es un todo. Somos como yin and yang y nos complementamos.
Why is local business important for this community? ¿Por qué debe de ser importante en esta ciudad, principalmente en Yuma?
Somos pequeños negocios, pero somos los que hacemos la diferencia. A veces donamos más. A quien nos impacta es a nosotros mismos. De hecho, yo a ustedes las conocí. Ustedes me han motivado a mí. Y la verdad, trabajar mano a mano es muy importante, estar en la comunidad, estar envueltos. Hemos donado en varias cosas. Ahorita tenemos un equipo de fútbol. Donamos todo, sus teachers y todo. En otra ocasión, en un kinder, hicimos murales, les cambiamos su área de juegos. Y son cosas que, pues no siempre lo dice uno, ¿sabes? Y la gente no se entera, pero gracias a ustedes por tener estos medios y que sepan las personas que nos están oyendo que sí es importante que también vayan a los negocios pequeños. Hay muchos aquí en Yuma y que los apoyen. Pues nosotros no teníamos idea, ¿no? O empezamos de la nada en Instagram. ¿Tú crees que yo me iba a imaginar que íbamos a poder aportar un granito de arena a la comunidad? Pues no. Entonces, pues sí, es eso. Vas aprendiendo.
And your perspective as a student, what is your advice for the first generation students or in general students of AWC?
It's all in the motivation and just staying positive, connecting with people, make those connections, network. It's a great opportunity what we have here in AWC. In a smaller community, they pay more attention to us. My parents are my biggest supporters. And that's what made me feel like I could believe in myself. It's really important for you to have a support system, that being friends, your cousins, your mom, your dad, of course, your professors. You only need one voice that like believes in you. And that's gonna motivate you extremely. I feel like anyone can think of someone, even if it's like a stranger that you just met, like we just met and we're already like, oh, we're connecting. We're like, yeah, you can bounce ideas off of each other. And it's all in the connecting. Yeah.
Like, and we want to know more about your local business. Can we have more information about it?
Our business is in downtown Yuma. We are located next to the escape room and in front of the boys. We have vintage clothing, all secondhand. Everything you will find in the store is going to be secondhand. We have occasional boutique items. Everything is sustainable and very cute items that you guys could definitely add to your closet.
It's called Revival Fix. And finding good products is so hard now. I'm not going to mention other fast fashion, you know, like we already know what is fast fashion, but it's hard. And then we love good quality.
We heard already the advice for students. We want to hear your advice for your mother and you for your daughter. What do you want to say for each other?
I would like to say to my daughter, but also to all the students that are hearing this podcast, that never stop believing in yourself. I'm going to cry now. You don't see it, but I'm going to cry. Whatever you feel, like, follow your dreams. If someone tells you it's not possible, don't believe in that. Everything is possible. You are in a country full of opportunities. Take advantage of all of that. And like Marisa said before, there is so many programs. Take advantage. Just follow your dreams. And the advice that I will tell to my daughter is we always gonna be here for you as a family, as a, your mom, your dad, the whole family. And keep dreaming. There's no limit.
I want to say believe in yourself is the biggest thing, because we all have just ourselves at the end of the day. And we only need ourselves to believe in. That's what I'm talking about, like putting yourself out there and don't be shy, because we all have something someone else doesn't have. And yeah, that's what I would say. Yeah.
Thank you so much for sharing this great story. From Siendo Primero,
I'm Melanie Ruiz López.
And I'm Sahei Bárcenas.
Listening to that interview brings back such good memories. I still feel so good that we were both there right in the event and we captured that story by coincidence.
I know! We were at the professional growth day with our recorder, not really planning it, and suddenly we connected with them. It was one of those moments where you just know there is an amazing story to tell.
Definitely! And did you see the passion in their voices? It's so beautiful to see that bond between a mother and a daughter. They are each other's number one supporters.
Y a veces pensamos que emprender es un camino solitario, pero como escuchamos hoy durante el programa, cuando lo haces con pasión, el éxito se siente mucho mejor.
You don't need to have everything perfect or a huge plan. If you just put your heart into it, like the people we heard today, you can build something amazing.
We have reached the end of today's episode. We hope these stories inspire you to take that first step towards your own goals.
Thank you so much for listening and supporting local voices. We can't wait to share more stories with you on our next episode.
Siendo Primero is produced by KAWC.
This show is available as a podcast or online. Just search kawc.org under the show tab.
I'm Sahei Bárcenas.
And I'm Melanie Ruiz López. And this is
Siendo Primero.